We're now joined by the head coach of the Tri-County Baseball Program, Josh Lyle. They took on Grundy R5, I think it was a week ago today, if memory serves it was. Panthers got an 11-5 victory over at Jamesport last Tuesday. Coming up Monday, visit from Linn County over to Tri-County High School. That is the 25th part of, I believe that's going to be a softball-baseball doubleheader. We're joined here by Coach Lyle. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Double check on that Monday, softball and baseball against Linn County?
That's correct.
We talked a lot last week about how it would be a good competitive matchup between your team and Grundy. What were the things that you took out of that game last Tuesday as a positive?
It was a good game overall. We had a chance to get out of the first inning just down 1-0, and we had a drop third strike that we don't record the out on, and some other things happen after that, and then we have to pull our starting pitcher, and so it wound up being 5-1 after the first inning, and then we got a couple more, and I think it was 5-3, and then they kind of tacked on a few, so it was back and forth. They made fewer mistakes than we did, and so that's kind of how they came out with the W on that one.
Do they have? I know both teams are kind of in the same boat as far as the years that they've been in session here, the second year. Does Grundy have just a little bit more experience as far as age and a year in school and things like that?
I'm not sure. We matched up pretty well, honestly. Both squads, they had their second pitcher that they brought in. He had a little bit more velocity on his pitches, and we never really could put the ball in play against him until kind of late in the game or later in the game. But we matched well. We just, like I said, we made more mistakes than they did, and that's kind of what killed us in that game.
It does help you guys, though, to be involved in a close game where you can go to them after the fact and say this is, you know, the mistakes that you make when you lose 19-0 are one thing, but these cost us, you know, being in a game in the 6th-7th inning.
Yeah, absolutely. We learned a lot. Our kids are, like I said, understanding the ins and outs of baseball isn't something that we are going to be able to teach over a day or a week or a couple weeks. And so they're really picking up on it. We threw the ball kind of all over the place a little bit, had some mistakes that we don't normally make. But they were trying to make too many plays instead of just making the correct play at the right time.
Do you kind of start chasing runs too when you get behind by that 4 or 5 runs after an inning? Because the last few innings were pretty much evenly played. Do you kind of feel like you're just kind of chasing things all night?
Yeah, absolutely. We got down, if we got out of that first inning down 1-0, that's a totally different game, I think, going throughout the rest of that contest. But it's just one of those things where we make a couple errors, and then we wind up giving up 4 more runs, and our starting pitcher has to throw about 35 more pitches. So it's just one of those games that if we could have got out of the first inning, we'd have been in a lot better position.
Who hit the ball well for you, Coach?
We've had a kid, he bats third for us, Lance Cook. He's a senior this year. He's really hitting the ball. He's a kid that if you throw a strike, he's going to hit it, and he's going to hit it hard somewhere. We've had a couple other kids, Jaron Critton, and then and Johnny Cosper. They've all been pretty steady for us throughout the year. It's more the bottom end where we've really been working on just the fundamentals, trying to get bunts down to advance runners and things like that. And we just haven't been as successful as we should be.
For your pitchers, you go against Grundy, and you know, not quite the same offense as say La Plata and Green City and some of those teams came at you with. Where maybe the pitchers that you have aren't as intimidated going against Grundy, and you know, without the intimidation, they can throw most strikes. Did you kind of see that develop a little bit with your pitching staff?
Yeah, Jaron Critton, our lefty, he started for us against Grundy, and he actually threw the ball pretty well. We just made too many mistakes, and then I think he got a little frustrated with everything that was going on in that first inning and had to throw a ton more pitches, and we wound up pulling him, and we threw another guy just to get out of the first, and then we brought in Lance, our senior, and he threw the best game that I've seen him throw all year. And so it's one of those. We had a ton of positives. We just made way too many mistakes to get a win.
Was there ever a moment when you were coming from behind against Grundy last week where you kind of got to a point of saying, if we can get one hit here, we'll be in this game? Did you ever get that close?
Yeah, kind of. It was once we got – once they brought in that second pitcher and he was throwing a little bit harder, we were kind of struggling to put the ball in play. But right before that, we had a chance if we could have just got through or got a couple more hits off of their starter, we probably could have been tied or maybe up one. But they brought that other kid in, and he had pretty good command, and he threw a lot harder. So we were just kind of chasing him all over the place.
I was doing a little bit of studying here on this Linn County team that you have coming up next week, Coach. And record-wise, they haven't lit the world on fire. They're 4-6. But if you look at the at the teams that you've played and they've played, they played Green City 1-0, which immediately catches your eye, and Novinger lost 4-3. So it looks like this Linn County team can play a little bit.
Yeah, I've actually umpired them earlier this year in a game, and they've got a kid that I'd call their ace. He's a 6'4". Probably 190, 195, and he throws hard, and he's a very, very good athlete. And so it's all going to depend on matchups. I think after him, they may struggle slightly, but they've had a program, and they know how to play the game and whatnot, and it'll be a tough matchup, but it's all going to depend on if we get good pitching and if they don't get good pitching.
Now, the other thing I noticed, too, when I look at Linn County's schedule, for whatever reason, they have a lot more games than you have. Is that just something that as you develop your program, you're going to be able to schedule more games in future years?
Absolutely. We've tried to stay away from tournaments in the fall and the spring coming up just because we don't have enough pitching to get through a three-game tournament or too many games back-to-back-to-back in consecutive days. And so we've kind of stayed away from that, and we've kind of limited the games that we're playing, one, for academic reasons. The Jamesport, they want to not overdo it as far as nights during the week that students are gone, so that way they can fulfill their needs as students first. And mm-hmm. So we've limited it to usually we have two games a week, and then kind of at the end of our season now, we're kind of just down to one a week. And that's kind of where we want to be at until we get the foundation built to where we can go and compete in more games.
Yeah, well, when you have a game a week, is it obviously it helps you with the pitching staff because you can kind of have one or two pitchers and go with it that way. Is it difficult to kind of stay sharp when you're playing at that level, though?
Yes, it is. Right now, one of the things that we've talked about the most is we really just need practice time, and that does help with that, and it really helps with pitchers because we can go out and throw our best pitchers each game, and it gives us a better chance to be competitive, and two, it kind of develops them as the whole team as far as knowing where they're going to play and whatnot. And this coming spring, we've got a couple kids that decided they weren't going to play this fall for whatever reason that have told their friends and told some teammates that they're going to play this spring, and just getting numbers going from 11 to 13, 14, or 15 is going to be tremendous for us, because if we can get some of the kids that are playing out of position back into position, into their better position, that helps us be more successful.
Will Monday against Linn County, will that be any sort of a senior night or anything like that for the boys?
Yeah, they'll have a senior night for them, for both teams of the softball. I'm pretty sure for both teams of softball and the baseball team.
Things get started 5:30, I believe.
I think that's correct. I'm pretty sure 5:30 start.
Okay, 5:30, we'll go with that. For Linn County at Tri-County, that is coming up on Monday the 25th. That'll be the next game action for the Mustang baseball team. Lost to last Tuesday, a week ago tonight, 11-5 to Grundy County, R5. Coach Josh Lyle, thanks for joining us. We'll catch up with you again next week.
All right, thank you, Tom.